I know in my heart, in this cold heart, I can live or I can die.
Hello!
And welcome to
That's Our Jam.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Tracy.
And this is episode
Quattro,
which is what? Episode what?
Four.
No, I mean, like, is it episode 14?
It's 14.
Okay.
It's just, you know.
Because 10 plus 10, 4.
10 plus 4.
Yeah.
Sorry, I decided
Tracy
to, like.
Tracy decided to keep the numbers going, which has just made me confused the entire
season.
Sorry,
everyone. But I feel like it's easier.
No, it's logical.
When we try to find it on the online.
Yeah. on the internet.
Anyways. Welcome back, folk. Checking in, like we do have in the past three episodes, is I don't even remember that. Oh, how do you feel today? How do you feel today, Jenny? Pregnancy in one word.
I can't remember what I used last time and I tried to look it up, but my word today, I think, is, maybe I already talked about this. I feel humbled because I'm getting to this point in my pregnancy now where I actually can't do things. And like, I used to not, like, there was a period in the beginning where I like couldn't do anything.
Right.
But then I started to feel better and I could do most things. Mm-hmm. But now there's like things that I can't do. Like, it's starting to get hard to pick things up, for example.
Like, you can't physically pick
them up? Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm having trouble, like, my back hurts. So I'm like having trouble bending over and like, I'm not able to carry heavy things, that type of thing. So I'm feeling humbled because I'm having to actually like say I can't do stuff, which is not part of my usual MO.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually just like, no, I can handle it. But now I'm like, no, I actually can't. So,
well, it's only going to get worse. Speaking as someone who's never had a child before,
sure.
It's only going to get worse.
Yeah. It's downhill from here, folks.
Great. It's the message we have for anybody looking to get pregnant. Just as an FYI, we do have two dogs here today.
I have some dog guests.
One of them is the dog that lives here. Another is one that we found on the street.
Yep, don't worry about it.
Just kidding.
Luna's just a little bit sad, but she'll be fine.
Everything's all under control.
Yeah.
So today we have a couple things that we're going to talk about that aren't really related, but hey, that's why we have this podcast.
What this is, yeah.
So listen, guys, it's the summer, which means...
Hallelujah.
Which means most of your favorite television programs have ended for the season.
So hard.
Although that landscape is definitely changing because obviously there's like a whole bunch of different shows on that are on now. All the like network shows are mainly over. So I was going to talk about briefly today. There are some shows that were canceled. There's that R. needed R. to be.
Yeah, sure.
And then there are some that didn't need to be. But what I'm telling you, guys, and Jenny, is
I'm ready.
You can use the summertime to catch up on these shows because they're never coming back.
They're never. That's the. I prefer to watch shows after they're over because I feel like there's not as much pressure then to catch up. Like, I can be like, okay, there are four seasons, which means there are whatever 50 episodes and I can handle that, you know, as opposed to like, when the fuck will this end? And
right.
Like, I'm seven seasons behind. Like, I'm still watching Downton Abbey. Don't judge me.
But you got, how much more do you have left?
Like three episodes.
And you also are watching it with somebody else. So
correct. So you have to like schedule and
that's
the whole thing.
But that's a journey.
It is.
So, I have like three shows. Two of them were canceled and one of them is probably not coming back, but who knows? The first one is, by the way, I've told you about Jenny, about these before.
Okay.
Okay. American Crime.
Yes.
Which is a anthology type series. It was on for three seasons and it was canceled. It's all available on Netflix.
Great.
So you can watch it that way. If you don't know what American Crime is about, it's a drama that...
is it about crime in America?
It's about crime in America. Yeah. And each season tackles like a different theme.
Mm-hmm.
So like the first season was about... It's kind of like a movie like Love Actually where there's like characters that each have their own story, but they're all intertwined somehow. Sure. So that one, there's like a, the center of it was there was a home invasion gone wrong in like Modesto, California, and it has to do with race. There are drugs involved, if I recall correctly.
When
also,
are there?
Yeah, seriously. Also, these seasons are like 10 to 13 episodes long, so it's fine. And it's an hour long. And then the second season takes place in Indiana and mostly at this like private high school. There's like accusations of sexual assault and like teen bullying. Again, race. I think race is like a common factor throughout. And then the third season, which just happened, takes place in North Carolina, and it's basically like living the American dream and like labor in America. Like there's like Mexican workers. There's like someone who is from Haiti and she comes here to be an au pair. And it is tense. And all three seasons have like the same recurring actors, but they play different characters, obviously.
Oh, that's really interesting.
So like Felicity Huffman, Timothy Hutton, Regina King, who won an Emmy for the show. They're all in it, plus some other people, but they play different characters.
That's really interesting.
And it's also by John Ridley, who
my boy
is that director who I cannot. He did. Did he do 12 Years a Slave?
Yeah. And he just had a new. He has a new movie. Movie? Documentary? Coming out about something.
He did
the, I know a lot of information.
He did the, it just came out, the Let It Fall Los Angeles riots one. Yes, that was good. Did you watch that yet?
I haven't watched it yet, but I heard about it on NPR because it's, I'm a loser.
Yeah, it was really good. We can talk about that later, but I didn't realize, just a quick side note, that Koreans were heavily involved in the LA riots.
Oh, heavily involved.
Had no idea.
Interracial race relations.
Yeah. Speaking of race relations, my second show is the show Underground, which also just got canceled.
But, well, I heard John saying that Legend.
Our friend John Legend, who is an executive
producer.
He's
trying to get it picked up on another channel. But yeah,
that'd be great. Maybe they could do like a Netflix or Hulu situation because I think it is obviously a story that needs to be told.
Yeah.
It's about the Underground Railroad. Journey Smollett Bell is in it, and your boy Christopher Maloney plays not a great guy.
Well,
but he's in it, and actually, John Legend makes a cameo as Frederick Douglass.
Oh yeah, I saw that on his tweets.
So it's great. There's a Harriet Tubman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there was one episode this season, no spoilers, but it was just like her speaking to a group of people, and the entire thing was like a one woman play.
Ooh,
the entire hour, whatever long.
I love that.
It was great. And it was just shot so beautifully. And it felt like it was a movie every single time.
How many episodes is the season?
10, I think,
ish. Okay.
So I highly suggest Underground.
Great.
And then my last, it's not really canceled, but they haven't picked it up for a second season, and so I don't know if it'll come back. Is Big Little Lies. Guys.
Oh, so I thought that was like meant to be one.
I think it is meant to be one too.
Okay. Okay.
But you know, since it did so well, they're like, is there a second season? Have you read the book and or seen it?
No, I didn't even know it was a book.
Oh, really?
No, yeah.
It's an entire like series, I think. That might be a lie. Maybe it's just her. It's not, I mean, you'd be fine with it, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't read the book, but like it just has to do with murder.
And oh, I
it's
love murder.
It's a
that's
mystery.
Fine. Murder is fine.
Mystery with women. So.
Luna, you're ruining
keep
this
all
podcast.
This in. Keep all this in. Leanne Moriarty, I believe, is the author, and she just has like other books, but
I've been in the market for more murder mysteries anyways because I finished all the ton of French books.
Yeah, so just, or whatever, watch the show, read the book, just do some, and every single person in that show is so good. Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Laura Dern, oh my gosh.
What a stellar cast.
Zoe Kravitz, Adam Scott does a great,
I didn't know he was in it.
Adam Scott plays Reese Witherspoon's husband.
Oh, weird.
That's all I'm saying.
Weird.
You don't know who did it.
I don't even know who got
Sarsgaard
murdered.
Is in it. They don't tell you who gets murdered. until the end.
Interesting.
It, yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's great. Highly suggest. It's also like girl power.
I love girl power. And I have some openings in my sketch because of the aforementioned seasons of ending.
Sure, 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 sure.
Because
sure,
like
sure, sure.
I'm, you know, Modern yeah. Family.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, for example.
As do a lot of people
yeah.
listening. All the tens of hundreds listening.
All
right
the all the tens of ten.
Yeah.
And all then, the four.
All the four. And if you're feeling very ambitious, here's what yeah. I do have to say. Scandal is ending after its upcoming seventh season. So okay. if you feel like you can watch six seasons this summer.
How, are they other full seasons though, right?
The first season is only seven episodes. And then okay. a couple of them are shorter because Kerry Washington had a baby.
Oh, right. Okay.
But I'm just saying, I all still right. am a champion of Scandal. Politics this past season has been great.
I'll see what I can do.
Because there's been an election.
I love an election. Well, well except for like the last yeah. one. But
So love highly suggest. That's also available on Netflix.
Great. Scandal is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, the last okay. season is also like going to be on... sometime in June. Big Little Lies is available on HBO Go.
In June?
Yes.
Is it a summer show?
No, no, no. On Netflix. It's going to oh. be available on Netflix. Like
wait, so it's ending as though like season seven is already begun and it's going to end or it hasn't started and they haven't start filmed in the fall?
Correct.
Okay. Got it.
Big Underground is all on Hulu and Big Little Lies is on HBO Go. So
oh, great.
Guys, just go to your streaming services.
Stream now.
I'm not getting paid.
You know what else is over after the season that's starting next Friday? Orphan Black. So that's like a good one. It's a good summer.
It is a good summer one.
Situation.
Guys, I love Orphan Black. So
I know.
Much.
I told Jeff for my birthday that I want to binge it, and then I remembered it doesn't come out like that, and I was very sad.
Yeah.
So.
Well, but, you could. You could yeah. just wait.
But you might. I can't.
You can't.
That's like one of the only shows I watch that I have to watch live. So
it's be good. I love Tatiana Maslany. Emmy winner Tatiana Maslany. I can't call her anything else because that fucking bitch deserves it.
She deserves all the Emmys.
Everything.
Literally all of them.
All the awards.
You know who else deserves an Emmy? Her partner. The other one. The person who plays her opposite.
Oh, yeah. Catherine Alexander.
Those people deserve Emmys over anyone who's won one. The end.
Oh, seriously. I don't think people realize if you like just watch the show. A, that... I always forget that Tatiana is like playing
every single person.
Like when she does like a Q&A or a panel, she'll be talking about one character and then she'll be like sitting next to like Christian Bruhn who plays Donnie. So she'll be like talking about Cosima and I'm like, they've never had a scene together. I'm like, they have had a scene together because she fucking plays.
She's in every
husband.
Other. Yeah.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Insane. Oh my gosh. Favorite clone.
I really like, is Crystal her name?
Oh, yeah.
I really like her because she's so misguided, but also onto it. I just love her.
Fun fact, she was just like this random voice that Tatiana was doing like offset. And then the creators were like, we need to use that in the show.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Like, I love that character because she like really is onto it, but also like completely wrong.
Yeah.
And like, so just... so disbelieving about like things that are obviously true yeah. and it's just hilarious.
My top three clones are Crystal.
Yeah.
In no particular order. Allison mm-hmm. and Helena.
Helena.
I love Helena. I mean, obviously like in the first spoilers, spoilers for Orphan Black.
Sorry.
Spoilers for Orphan Black.
This is a show about clones.
I obviously did not really like Helena in the beginning because we're what is her deal?
Yeah.
But then she turned out to be this like...
She's just a murderer who
was just misguided and had a hard upbringing.
You're in an orphanage. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, she's...
fantastic. Definitely Allison is up there for sure.
Oh my God. Allison is ridiculous.
Like she's crazy.
And then
Fee. I mean, he's not a clone, but I love him.
And I also like Donnie. I think Donnie, in real life, Christian Bruhn, I think we could be best friends with him.
Yeah.
But Donnie and Allison.
Yeah.
Are a shit show. I love it.
They're so good.
Anyways.
Tangent, so, folks. Tangent.
Watch all those shows we just mentioned.
The end. So now, speaking of summer, a lot of my summer was spent as a kid, like volunteering, right? Because like there's not a lot of other things to do before you're allowed to get a job. So whenever the spring summer rolls around, it always gets me thinking about figuring out what to do for volunteering, even though now I'm an adult and can volunteer year round and also have a job. But I want to talk about volunteering because I think it's really important and I love it. And I know that you and I have talked about volunteering.
Yes.
More.
I want to say that I have been trying to get a volunteer club off the ground since God knows when. I'm pointing to my Fitbit and I meant to point to my watch.
I knew what you meant.
And nobody can see this. This is not a visual podcast.
Also known as a video.
Also known as video podcast.
So I quickly want to go over a couple different things about volunteering because I feel like people always associate volunteering with like Habitat for Humanity or like soup kitchens, which is like obviously all good work. But those are all types of like show up, do a physical thing, go home, feel good about yourself, which is great. But some people are turned off by that idea because it's hard to go if you don't have a friend, like we've talked about going together, and it's hard to get everybody free at the same time. It just can be a difficult task to do that alone and you feel like you don't know anybody and blah, blah, blah. So the other type of volunteering that I think people forget about is pro bono or like skills-based volunteering. So you can actually volunteer based on like what you do for a living. Yes. Like you can, if you're a graphic designer, you can design graphics for a nonprofit, or like Jeff will like sometimes designs websites for free, or like heavily discounted for, you know, nonprofits. So I feel like everyone should kind of think about the type of volunteering you would like to be doing. And then think about like, do you want to do it from home? Cause a lot of those are also from home. Like you're still helping people. You're just not doing it out. So it could be good for people who are introverted or just like have weird time free. Like I can't volunteer on Tuesday mornings from 9 to noon.
Right.
But I can, you know, certainly do it on my free like an hour a night, you know,
at like 11 PM.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So that was my two cents about different types of volunteering. That being said, I have a couple of resources for people who can, so you can go online and find, because these days it's a lot easier than 10 years ago, 5 years ago, to figure out where and who you can volunteer with. So like Tracy and I have talked about volunteering relating to dance and the arts, and like that is something that is important to me. I also volunteer with like kids or reading, those, you know, all different types of things. So if you go to volunteermatch.org, it's a nationwide site where you can type in your zip code and then you can search by like calendar, or you can search by like topics. So you can search pets or kids or arts or sports or whatever, and find different organizations and events that are going on that you can volunteer with. So I think that's like a really good one. I also like LA Works, but it's obviously local to LA. So that I'm sure that other cities of our listeners, like the Boston area, have similar ones that the city puts on. So just go to your like boston.gov or whatever the, you know, city websites are and find the equivalent of LA Works. But it just is a good way to get to know organizations. And then typically if you find something that you like to do, you can actually just partner with the organization in the future. So like I used to volunteer at a women's shelter in Hollywood where we would literally just go and like do arts and crafts with like kids that were children of domestic abuse, domestic violence survivor children. That is what I'm trying to say. Or like I used to volunteer and coach soccer for on the weekends, like that type of thing. So you can find organizations through there. And then if, cause like it's a little bit, both Volunteer Match and LA Works can be a little clunky, and then just go through the organization in the future.
I always feel like when I'm searching through these sites that there's like so much, there's like all these issues where I'm like, yes, I would like to help these people. Yes, I would like to help them. How do you, I don't know, I guess not pick a favorite, but I guess it also has to do with your schedule.
Yeah. I mean, I think a good thing for like figure out what is realistic, because I think that the biggest problem is people overcompensate because they feel guilty or feel like they should be doing more. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, I'm going to volunteer every weekend. But like, that's not realistic. Like maybe once a month, maybe once every other month, maybe you can plan a month out, maybe you can't. So I think it's like, sit down and find out what's realistic and then think about the things that matter to you. Because again, if you find an organization like something like a dance studio that needs volunteers to help with like their whatever events that they hold for, you know, underprivileged youth, then you can get in with the organization and figure out other ways. Like maybe they need someone to coordinate the emails, or maybe they need somebody to put together a flyer or that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then you can kind of work your way into like help. I mean, I also like to like run things. So for me, like when I was doing soccer coaching, I ended up then coordinating the program and also helping build the website because those are things that I was good at. Mm-hmm. So I have always found that if I can find an organization to partner with and just like focus on that thing, it is less overwhelming than like, of course, when you first go to the website and there's like something, there's like five things every day. That being said, you also can like choose to, you know, do the opposite, which would be just to like try as many different things as you want and see what sticks.
Be a freelance volunteer.
Be a freelance volunteer. The other one that I want to recommend actually is, it's called Catch a Fire.
Oh.
Catchafire.org. And it's a B Corporation. For those of you who don't know, it's B Corporations are actually for-profit companies, but they're certified by nonprofits to meet certain standards that have to do with like the way that they operate, both like for environmentally, like their accountability, their social, all different transparency. So they're a B Corporation and they're skills-based volunteering.
Great.
So if, again, if you don't have the time or feel comfortable going places, you can go there and it'll be like, I need someone to come shoot my product, or I need someone to whatever, design tickets for our gala, or those types of things. And those are more project-based too. So like if you find yourself with like a free time, then you can do one of those types of things and then, again, not feel overwhelmed by your options.
That's great.
Yeah. And then my last suggestion would be to find local organizations. Like if you go, like I know you go to dance on Monday nights, like you can ask them like, hey, do you guys partner with a local charity, or do you do any charity stuff with your dance? Like when do you have meetings? Or like, I know Jeff and I have been going to the dog park with Luna. And so they're doing, this is a little different because it's not really volunteering, but they're doing like the redesign of the park and they're looking for people to, you know, have input and like figure out what we're going to do.
Right.
And like, that's something that will directly affect me. So like, I think that's also another thing that people see, like, oh, how am I really doing anything if I do for Habitat for Humanity? But like, if you get local and just find like local things, you'd be surprised how many people are looking for neighbors to help them with something.
Great.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
So today we're making a pact that we actually need. It might be a little difficult since you're, should we get some volunteering in before baby Charlie comes in?
Yes. I think that's a great idea.
Oh, should we tell our listeners?
Oh, yeah. For those of you who don't follow me on Facebook or know me personally, so which is probably no one.
Yeah.
Baby Charlie is a girl.
Oh, woo.
Yeah.
Gender is fluid.
Gender is fluid. Yes, she is a girl.
Sorry, that might have been very loud in your ears.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Our
I was
bad.
Just be excited.
She's a girl until otherwise
she chooses not to be
chosen.
Or she can choose that.
Either or. I'm open. Yes, before baby Charlie comes, we definitely should for sure volunteer.
Great.
A couple times. As many times as we can.
Let's put this on the calendar now. It's filling up.
I know.
Summer's filling up.
Pre-baby calendar. Anyways, if you guys have suggestions for where to volunteer or things that you do that you volunteer, or if you need volunteers for your organizations, let us know.
Let us know.
And we'll tell of our readers and put it on the Twitter.
That's our jampodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hashtag nope.
Don't.
@ that's our jam podcast. No, just that's our jam.
Just go to that's our jam podcast.com. All the information
is
there.
Well, it'll be there.
Okay.
All right. All right. Time for, I must have said that's our jam. Time for. So It is wedding season.
Wedding season.
We've been to two weddings in the past.
Dose. Jenny's been to Trace.
Trace. I'm about to go to Quattro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It's been a wedding season. And as people who go to weddings a lot, obviously want to talk about what we like and don't like about weddings.
Yeah. So get ready to not feel offended.
Yeah. So caveat, we love everyone whose wedding we've been to.
Yes.
And you guys are all great.
We're really trying. I don't even know what Jenny's going to say, but we're not purposefully throwing shade at anybody.
No, there is no shade being thrown specifically at anyone.
Yeah.
That being said,
I am talking about Jenny Paluzzi's wedding.
Yeah, my wedding was the worst.
Whatever.
We actually had a conversation last night because I couldn't remember about what our photo booth was like. I was like, did we have one? And then I was like,
you know what? I actually took a photo booth with Mike there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah.
We should pull it out.
It's on my desk with all my other photo booths.
I know. I have so many in a drawer. I need to like frame them or something.
Yeah. Do something with them.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So I guess I'll go first because it's chronological. Okay. So I'm going to tell you some things that I like or don't like about things leading up to the wedding and also the ceremony.
Great.
You're going to tell me. Okay. Are you ready?
Yep. Did you say you're going to kill me?
No. I said, are you ready?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I am ready.
I'm going to kill you.
I don't like it.
Okay. Pre-ceremony drinks and snacks.
I love it.
Spouses singing to spouses during the ceremony.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, great. Love it.
Personalized vows.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah. Being given away, the bride being given away by the parents to her husband.
Sure. Yeah. Love it. I don't hate it.
Okay. Sing-alongs during the ceremony with the audience participation.
I'm indifferent about it, but I wouldn't do it for myself.
All right. That's fair.
I love you.
That's fair. No.
Jenny had that at her wedding.
I did have that at my wedding. But I've been to a lot. Like sing-alongs is a strong word. Mine was definitely a sing-along as opposed to like sing a hymn now.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is different.
Yeah.
You liked all those.
Yeah.
This is very non-political over there.
I feel like ours, mine are not going to be. I don't mind.
I don't like when people give them away.
Really?
It's gross. Like a handoff. Who gives this woman?
Oh. Yeah, I mean,
like a handoff is sweet, but yes, like I don't like a. I do like I give her away. Shut the fuck up. Who are you? You own no one.
I think I get get where you're coming from.
My aggression.
Yeah. I think I don't know. I think it's fine.
All right.
I understand. Like I would. I probably wouldn't have it at my wedding.
Yeah.
If I were to get married, but I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. It doesn't offend.
Because I think
core.
All of us know that that's.
Yeah.
Us, we know that that's not what they mean.
Right. What is meant by that
okay.
thing.
Okay. Okay. So this is going to be pretty easy.
Okay.
I think. Okay. Hate it or love it. I'm doing like the dinner and dancing and reception situation.
Okay.
And away we go. Buffets.
Hate it.
A live band.
Love it.
Photo booths.
Love it.
Electric slide.
Hate it.
Table snacks.
Oh, love it.
Yeah. Can we talk about a live band for a second?
Yeah, we can.
Why do you love it?
I love a live band because it has to be the right live band, but just like it has to be the right DJ because I think DJs can suck too.
Mm-hmm.
I love a live band because I just feel like, I don't know, there's like a je ne sais quoi. Like,
oh, God,
like,
shut up.
Like, I just feel, I feel like people don't do it anymore. And in like, when was the last time you got to see a live band play? Like,
at a concert?
That's different. I like a live band. Like I like a live band that's like a Frank Sinatra situation. I'm into that.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I don't want a band that's like gonna play like Blink 182.
Yeah. So my friend's wedding from back home.
Yeah.
She had a live band, and they did play like
oldies.
Yeah. But then also like some. Newer. One or two hits, but I prefer to like hear the hits because I my thing is like dancing.
Sure.
So I'm not gonna get up there and dance to Schoolhouse Rock, not Schoolhouse Rock, Jailhouse Rock.
slightly different concept.
I might actually dance to Schoolhouse Rock if there's they just started playing I'm Just a Bill.
Yeah.
Fun fact, in fifth Capitol grade, Hill. I did a dance to Unpack Your Adjectives, and the theme was camping, and I played a bear.
What?
It's fine. Don't worry about it. There's no physical evidence.
Oh, my God.
But all I'm saying is, like, I'd much rather hear, like, a Justin Bieber dance off.
Sure.
And so I can...
You know, at my sister's wedding, we had a DJ. She had a DJ, but then we also had a break for my brother's band to play. So that was fun.
Oh, that's nice.
Because it was like they did a set.
But it was also like your brother.
Yeah, they did a set and then they like had the DJ and then they did another set. But they played like Third Eye Blind. Like it was the right.
Right.
It was like a.
Yeah.
You know. I feel you though. I feel you because I also think like if the DJ sucks or if like the music selection's not great, then it's like, why am I here? There's no dancing.
This you know? Is what I'm saying. I you go know? To weddings to dance.
Right.
Not really.
Agreed. I mean, No. I agree. But... Like I don't want to hear. Twist and Shout only.
Yeah.
Like, I also need some Usher and like.
Yes. I also, for the record, we're on the same page about like an electric slide situation.
Guys, stop playing the electric slide.
Stop playing that. Don't do a YMCA.
What's the other one that's like the Cuban shuffle?
Cupid's shuffle, which, fun fact, we did at Zumba today and I was like, what the fuck are we doing here?
No. This is stupid.
Cupid's shuffle, get out of here.
No.
Electric slide, no thank you.
Get away.
YMCA, never again.
Like, Love Shack, maybe, but only...
But that's not like a choreographed, like, group dance that everybody knows.
I don't want to... I want to choreograph...
What's the one that's not electric slide,
but Macarena? No.
Yeah, also, no. Who?
Never.
Who? I think I was at... Oh, yeah, they're never going to listen to this. White Cousin's Wedding.
Oh.
They play that. I mean, that's a whole
nother thing. But
they did play the Macarena.
No.
This is last August.
No, that was too recent to play the Macarena. Oh, my God.
And I was
guys,
I got to go.
I mean, just don't do it. Nobody wants to do the electric slide. Nobody remembers it. Nobody wants to do it. The end. What was the other thing? Oh, buffets. I had a buffet at my wedding.
Yeah. No, but didn't you do like a family style?
I don't remember.
No, you did.
No, you got up. You got up.
Yeah.
And I just feel like. I don't know because, again, I got served first at my own wedding, so I'm not sure how it went, like, for the rest of the common folk. But I've been to too many weddings that, like, things run out or, like, the tables aren't dismissed in a timely manner and, like, dinner. I was at a wedding recently in the past 2 years because I won't specify whose it is, and dinner was 2.5 hours long.
Because how long was it supposed to be? Like an hour?
Like an hour because it was a buffet. And it just like people were not being like let go in a timely manner and people are fucking slow. And mm-hmm. like that is too long. Yeah. I'm here to dance. So
again,
I just unless you have table snacks, that's different. But like sometimes if you don't have table snacks in a buffet, like you don't have a double sided buffet. It's over.
Yeah.
I
don't remember not liking your food situation.
OK, good. Thank you. I've just been to since my own wedding. Been to a lot of weddings where I'm like, this is taking too long.
Yeah.
You know, like I think family style probably is the best option because mm-hmm. I've also been to plated dinners and then there's never enough food. Mm-hmm. So I think family style is the way to go.
One time I was at a wedding and a lot of us had obviously steak, but there were no steak knives.
No.
Some of you listening were at the same wedding. And so we tried to cut it with a butter knife. That was funny. It was funny.
Well, I mean, my wedding, we forgot the bread. Which was like,
what
is,
how do I not remember? There was no PDB.
There was a, it was a travesty actually because it was family uproar because there was no
obviously,
bread.
Obviously you're Italian.
Because you just assumed there would be bread and it was terrible. So.
Sorry. Was that stereotypical?
No. I mean, maybe, but true. So.
Okay, great. We've gone on too long.
Oh, it's too long.
But.
Weddings.
We have a lot of thoughts.
Okay.
Okay. This is our, last segment.
I can't believe it.
We usually do. That's our jam.
Jenny,
do you want to tell us what your jam is of the episode?
I do. So speaking of summer, my jam is summer reading programs.
Oh.
I just today.
Oh, I like this already.
Thank you. As an adult of 30, almost 1 year old, I signed up for the LAPL Summer Reading Challenge.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either. I got an email today. I don't actually know what the challenge is yet because I haven't had a chance to like root around.
Yeah.
If it's like a self challenge or if it's like a
10
books or whatever it is. But I just remember summer reading challenges at the library were the best thing. Like you got like stickers and like it encouraged you to read more and summer is like especially when you're in school now, not so much, but the only time that you get to read for fun and not just read like what you're reading for English class. And I just have such good memories of like Harry Potter came out in summer and like just sitting, like being up until like 2 a.m. and reading a book because I could. So I am really excited about this LAPL summer reading program.
Question. Did you have, you did a summer reading program like at your local public library, but then you also did your required summer reading for school?
Yes. Yes.
What a nerd.
I was a nerd. I mean, sometimes
just
like in high school, because you didn't have summer reading requirements, or at least I didn't have summer reading requirements until high school.
No.
So
I
like
didn't.
I was, I'm talking
up, like the entire time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think that we did. And if we did, they were like, I was a voracious reader.
Sure.
So.
I used to
And like, we weren't really allowed inside as kids. Like in the summer, my mom would be like, you need to go outside.
They probably were like, I can't handle you.
Yeah. So it's not like I was watching TV. You know what I mean? So like, I would just like go outside with a pile of books and like a pitcher of lemonade.
I would be inside watching television.
Yeah, no. That wasn't allowed. We weren't allowed to do that. So I read a lot as a child. Yeah. Yeah, I'm
great. I love it.
Yeah, Tracy, what's your jam?
My jam is a TV show to keep up with a theme. And it is something that we were just talking about off the air. The Handmaid's Tale.
Ugh, so good.
Guys, I have not read the book, but listen, I cannot get enough of this program.
I will say that it's already diverged from the book in a significant way, in a good way. Like, I think it's the way that they're developing it for television is very smart and still like on brand, if you will. But it's definitely like the world has already been deepened because the book is told by Offred's
point of view,
right?
But so it's like, also in the show.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's like that episode where you see it from like
spoiler alert if you haven't watched it,
from like the wife.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean, like good. You just there's glimpses of the world that you, or like the episode that's from the husband. Like that's that's not in the book.
Right, sure.
So like I think it's just like fleshing out this world that is terrifying. I'm sorry, I'm talking about your jam, but
no.
But anyways, fine.
But probably what's great about that is because Margaret Atwood, who wrote the novel, is also a consulting producer and has like stakes in the show, so she can do that without like this is her world, she created it, so it's fine if she like gives different points of view.
Exactly.
The acting is spectacular. It's shot really well. The writing's great. The story is terrifying, which I love because it's, you know,
yeah,
hashtag Trump's America.
Yes.
But Elizabeth Moss, I have loved her since Mad Men, since the beginning, but she is just so good in this. I hope she gets
Mad Men.
You should watch Mad Men.
Maybe.
I love Elizabeth Moss, but like even before the show came out, like I didn't really want to read that much into it. But just knowing that Elizabeth Moss is in it.
So good.
Alexis Bledel, obviously.
So good.
Rory Gilmore, who, this is the best acting I've ever seen out of Alexis.
Yeah.
Like, because Rory's, everyone, we've talked about Gilmore Girls on here before. But this is like the type of character I think that Alexis Bledel needs to play.
Yeah.
It
agreed.
Is fantastic.
She's
and
so
then,
good.
And then also my girlfriend, Samira Wiley.
Oh my God.
Orange is the New Black.
She's so good.
My only complaint is she's not on the show enough.
I know. I totally agree.
I love her so much.
I need her to come back. It's so funny that you say that because Elizabeth Moss, like I always in my head think of her as Zoe from West Wing.
Oh, yes.
Always.
She's great. Oh, duh. I watched Mad Men before I watched West Wing.
Ugh.
She's so good.
So good.
I love she doesn't get enough. She's always been nominated. I don't think she's won an Emmy yet. She's always been nominated for Emmys.
I don't think so.
But
she's so
Emmy
good.
Voters.
Yeah.
Who can vote for her?
Votes for the enemies?
Are
you in the guild or something?
Arts and Sciences. Academy of Arts and Sciences.
The Academy.
It's the Academy.
How do you become a member of the Academy?
You have to work in the industry.
In the field? Okay.
Like,
so
we have friends who are in it.
In that one?
In the TV Academy, yeah.
Who?
Suze.
Elizabeth Moss.
She only votes in, I don't think so.
Specific categories?
Specific categories. I think Aaron was trying to get into it. Aaron.
Well, yeah, because he's in the.
Yeah. Animators. Everyone watch Trollhunters.
Watch Trollhunters.
And Unikitty.
And vote for Elizabeth Moss in the Academy.
Yeah.
I mean, in the Emmys.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Is that soon? It's happening now.
For your consideration is happening now.
She'll be
the nominees are coming out.
Right?
No, this
year. They can be considered this year, even though it's current? So. I don't know the rules. Someone tell us.
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know what the deadline was.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the nominations are coming out July 13th. Ooh. Or June 13th. I just looked this up and I can't believe I can't remember.
When are the Emmys are in September or the fall?
Yeah, the fall.
Okay. Great talk.
Anyways.
Great jams.
Great jams. And that's another episode done.
Can't believe it. Flies by.
So per usual.
Some thanks. Megan Roy.
Megan-Roy.com.
She's a gem.
Roy Meister.
She designed the cutest shit for this wedding we just went to. And look it up on her Instagram because she is adorable.
She also has a Roy Meister. Other delightful designs.
So much good stuff. You can get like
cell phone cases. Yeah, mm-hmm. You can get some prints.
Gonna have her help with the nursery.
Yeah.
It's great. And then Steve, as always.
Steve, no website.
No website. No internet.
Thanks for the music.
Oh, yep.
Thank you for the music. Nate, I will give you $5 if you know who that is.
I don't.
You'll never guess it.
I have no idea.
I'm not even going to tell you.
Anyways,
you can find me personally.
Yeah.
On my blog, cookiesandsangria.com, at cookiesandsangria everywhere.
And you can find me at garlicmysoul.com and at garlicmysoul on all the social media.
And you can also go to our website,
which is
thatsourjampodcast.com. Okay, cool.
And find more, what is it called? What do we call
links,
it?
References, supplemental reading.
Supplemental reading for this episode. So you can figure out where to volunteer and where to watch the shows that you are going to binge after you volunteer or before.
And if you have any other suggestions for us in terms of volunteering or television programs or anything, if you just want to say hi, that's our jam at that's our jam on Twitter.
Or that's our jam podcast at gmail.com.
And review us on iTunes if you want.
Please, it helps.
/ do it.
Yeah.
If you haven't already, 5 listeners.
Yes, please. I think that we have like 3 reviews, so 2 of you are outstanding.
Yeah. We're going to name them now.
Yeah. And
okay, bye.
Bye.